from one candle. When the flower blooms, the bees come uninvited. Sri Ramakrishna. As we grow through our meditation and spiritual practice in peace, poise, clarity, creativity, purpose, joy, inspiration, and aspiration, it is inevitable that we will want others to enjoy these same benefits. The practice of meditation is so simple and its effects so overwhelmingly positive, how can we not wish our friends and loved ones, indeed all of suffering humanity, to share in our miraculous discovery? Yet shouting from the rooftops, proselytizing, or trying to convert our friends is often counterproductive. When a fruit is ripe, it falls from the tree. If you pluck it earlier, you just get a sour taste. Meditation is self-discovery. Just as we all have to breathe for ourselves, so we all have to meditate for ourselves. The impetus to meditate has to come from within. It cannot be forced from without. From one candle, many can be ignited. Everyone embodies the ultimate truth, beauty, and perfection within, and to discover this treasure, we have only to meditate. Yet first, we must want the treasure badly enough to actively seek it. Candles are meant to burn. Every candle has the potential to burn brightly, yet some are content to remain asleep, unignited. When a sleeping candle feels the yearning to become a light, it has only to seek out one flaming candle. Just by coming close to the existing flame, the dormant candle ignites. If we want to inspire others, we must keep our own candle flaming. All spiritual qualities, peace, love, light, and joy, expand and radiate continually. The deeper we dive into our hearts, the wider and vaster the fragrance of our hearts spreads. When the flower blooms, the bees come uninvited. Do you want to inspire others? Meditate. Meditate. Meditate.